We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos. We begin at Siman Reish Memches Din Hamaflik Bismina VaHolich B'Shayar B'Shabbos. One who goes out on a boat or goes out on a caravan on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah introduces this important siman with the words of the Gemara. Ein Mafligim Bismina Pachos Migimel Yamim Kodem LaShabbos. You cannot go out on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos. We'll see exactly what 3 days is referring to. B'amadvarim amurim, when is this true? L'dvar harashus, aval dvar mitzvah shapir dami. It is only true that you can't go out within 3 days of Shabbos on a boat if you are going to do something that is not required of you. However, if it is for a dvar mitzvah, then you are allowed to go even on Erev Shabbos. Uposa gimo amnas lishbos ve'eno shoves divrei Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel omer eino tzarech. There is a machlokes amoraim, whether one has to tell the captain of the ship that he has to stop the boat on Shabbos. Umitzor letzidon, if it is a trip which only takes a day, afil erev Shabbos mutter, then you can go out on Erev Shabbos. What is the reason for this isser of not being able to go out on a boat Erev Shabbos? The Rishonim give a variety of reasons. The first reason given in the Rishonim is that of the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor says that you cannot go out within 3 days of Shabbos because there might be a situation of pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, and you will have to be Mechalal Shabbos. And even though it will be Chilal Shabbos Beheter, it will be permissible for you to perform whatever act you are performing on Shabbos, you cannot put yourself in a situation before Shabbos where you might have to perform a Malacha on Shabbos, even Beheter. Before we continue with the other reasons in the Rishonim, this reasoning of the Baal HaMor is important in all aspects of mitzvos, that we always have to keep in mind before the time of the mitzvah to ensure that we don't do anything to potter ourselves from any mitzvah. The extreme example given by Rav Nissen Karelitz is that one cannot take a sleeping pill on right before Pesach, which will then make them sleep through the night to potter themselves from the mitzvah of achilas matzah, since they will be asleep and they will be ones. Already before Pesach, you have to do whatever you can to ensure that you are able to be in a position to be able to mekayim the mitzvah at night. A second reason is given by the Ramban. The Ramban says that you are going to have a non-Jew do malacha for you on Shabbos. And if there is no need for the non-Jew to do malacha for you, we know it is prohibited to benefit from the malacha of a non-Jew. So therefore, you can't put yourself in a situation before Shabbos where you will have to benefit from a non-Jew on Shabbos. A third reason given is that of the Reino Chananel, that there is an Isser Tchumen. You are not allowed to go out a certain distance on Shabbos. And even though in general it's true that on the water we assume there is no Isser Tchumen, if the boat is within 10 of the ground, we will see that this is going to be a problem of Tchumen. A fourth reason is given by the Rif, that when you go out on a boat, you will get seasick, and this will prevent you from being mekayim the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos on Shabbos. You will not enjoy the day of Shabbos. Based on this reasoning of the Rif, some, including Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, explain that if one is going to have elective surgery, they should ensure that they do not do so within 3 days of Shabbos, because if you have elective surgery on Thursday, it is going to prevent you from enjoying Shabbos, as you will be in pain on Shabbos. Obviously, if it is a surgery that is needed for a chola or pikuach nefesh, whatever reason, then you should do it whenever possible. But if it is elective surgery, such as getting your tonsils removed, or a hernia surgery where you get to choose the date, so it's best to do so not close to Shabbos, so as not to be mevatel the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos. Another reason given for this issur of going out on a boat is that of tosos, that when you go out on a boat, it looks like you are floating on the water, which is aser gzeira shema yase chavashal tashayatin, that you might make a raft on Shabbos, which is aser, either mishumbona or makibipatish. If it is not within 3 days of Shabbos, then there will be no issue of this gzeira because there is a heker. Everybody already sees that you have gone out way before, and they will not be concerned as such. There is no issue of the mevatel oneg Shabbos because your body will have already gotten used to it. And the first couple reasons we saw don't apply because, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, one only need be concerned about Shabbos 3 days before Shabbos. However, the days before that are considered to be part of the last Shabbos, not the coming Shabbos. And therefore, on those days after the last Shabbos, you do not need to worry about anything relating to the coming Shabbos. With that introduction, we can read the words of the Mechaber. Mutter lahaflik bismina afilu b'erev Shabbos imholuch dvar mitzvah. You can go out on a boat on Erev Shabbos if it is for the sake of performing a mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah explains, because of either osik mitzvah, pater mitzvah, so there is no issue of being mevatel the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos as you are being osik in another mitzvah, or all the other Rishonim explained isurei d'rabanan, and the Rabbanan decided to be matir, those isurim b'makom mitzvah. Mechaber continues, Uposik imo she yishbos. You have to tell the captain not to run the ship on Shabbos. V'imachar kach lo yishbos ein b'kachlam. And if he decides not to on his own will, then it's okay, you can still continue on the boat. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Magen Avraham who says, since you need to at least ask the captain not to run the ship on Shabbos, obviously you cannot go out on Shabbos itself because you will not be able to ask him to do as such as he is already going out on Shabbos. Some are cholik on this, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. Another point the Mishnah Berurah brings is the Olas Shabbos is unsure whether, if the non-Jew clearly states before you go out, no, I'm not going to listen to you, I'm going to go even on Shabbos, are you allowed to go on the boat or not? And the Achronim agree that as long as you told him not to, it doesn't matter, even if he tells you right away that he is going to go on Shabbos, you can still get on the boat. So that is all Dvar Mitzvah. Aval Dvar Rishus, Im Afligim B'Svina Pachos Mishosha Yam Kodem HaShabbos. However, if it is not for Dvar Mitzvah, then you cannot go out on Shabbos within 3 days of Shabbos. What are these 3 days? The Mishnah Berurah quotes many Achronim who say that this means Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. However, the Gra says it only means Thursday and Friday, as Shabbos is included in the 3 days. The Rama adds, "Aval kodem shlosha yamim shari afilu b'svina shemoshchem losal yedei behemos va'afilu im begova hamayim asar tfachim va'afilu b'makom sheyitzarecha Yisrael lasos achar kach melacha b'shabbos laholich hasvina." If it's before Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so then you can go out even if it's for Dvar Hashus, and even if it is within 10 tfachim of the ground where you will have issues of tchumim, and even if the Jew might have to do malacha for pikuach nefesh purposes on Shabbos, you don't have to be concerned with any of these reasons, as we explained earlier. The Mechaber continues, Vimhu derech muat kamo mitzor letzidon she'en b'neim ki mahalach yom echad. If it's a short trip that only takes less than a day, mutar l'hafilk b'erev Shabbos v'boker, then you can go out erev Shabbos because you know you will get there before Shabbos. M'nei shev she'yagia sham kodem ha'Shabbos. And even if you don't get there before Shabbos, as long as there is a chance that you could get there before Shabbos, it is okay to go out even on erev Shabbos. However, if the minhag in your place is not to go out on Erev Shabbos, even for a short trip, then you cannot do so. You must follow the minhag ha'makom.